Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Once again, tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, my special guest is none other than Pastor Norman King, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth part two of his message from Thursday night's show, What Type of Branch Are You? So he's going to be concluding the message tonight, part two on tonight. So you're definitely going to need your Bibles, your pens and papers, so you can follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer, and I do want to thank every listener that tunes in faithfully. Down through the years, almost 8 years now, we've been going forth over this worldwide platform and network, and I give God the glory for it. But we have a lot of listeners that have been following from day one, even up to now. And then we have a lot of new listeners that are tuning in for the first time. So we want to give God the glory and honor and praise for what he's doing through this worldwide ministry and platform. It is of his doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have allowed us to wake up and see this, a brand new day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times. All power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You don't forget. You don't get amnesia. You are a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer in the name of Jesus all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. We come to you asking that you would continue to forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, our greatest gift, your greatest gift to mankind, that through him we are saved, and all those that are not saved can be saved, and that we, when we do sin, we can come through Jesus Christ and be forgiven of our sins and transgressions. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We come now and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders in the earth through your people for your glory. We pray and lift up all those that have breathed on tonight. I continue to lift up our family friend and our sister in Christ, Bridget Douglas. She's the only child. You know all about it, Heavenly Father. You know that her, you called her mother home a couple of years ago, and now she's the only child. And today, we funeralized her only son on today. So comfort and strengthen her, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Continue to give her peace and joy. Let her know and remember that earth still has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. And not only for our sister in Christ, Sister Bridget Douglas, but all those that have lost loved ones all over the land for whatever reason. Continue to touch them. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to let them feel your presence. Let them know, and again, each one of them, let them know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Let them know that you are with them. Let them feel your presence in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, and ask that you will move by your spirit through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, on tonight, through your word, through your Holy Spirit. Should there be any listener on the line on tonight, or however they listen through social media over this worldwide platform, if they're not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, it's our hope and our prayer and desire that something will be said through your man of God, through your word, that will touch their hearts. They will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions, and we will ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you will get the glory as our prayer in the name of Jesus. And Father, we continue to lift up all your men and women of God that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are truly standing on your word and teaching and preaching your word and being doers of your word. Continue to bless them, bless the works of their hands, their families, and the ministry that you have placed them over, that you will continue to get the glory through them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us. Help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you alone will get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as you all know, on Thursday night, I gave you, we always have a spiritual food for thought. I'm going to read stress Thursday night, spiritual food for thought, and then I have one for tonight as well. But as I said on Thursday night, during the spiritual food for thought, it says to us, love is not finding a perfect person. It is seeing an imperfect person perfectly. Someone need to catch that. So I'm going to say that again. Love is not finding a perfect person. It is seeing an imperfect person perfectly. But tonight's scriptural food for thought comes to us saying, and it's the title of this broadcast. It's the title of the book that God blessed me to write. So tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question. And it's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? So that's the spiritual food for thought for tonight for your consideration. Again, it's personal. You know, God knows. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? in the form of announcement, I want you all to break this number down if you have your papers and pens ready near you. A young minister, Tawan Eppinger, he's a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Timman Jr. is the pastor and where I serve as the musician. Minister Tawan Eppinger has a prayer line that goes forth 7 days a week, every night at 9 o'clock p.m., I stand corrected. Every night at 9 o'clock p.m., Minister Tawan Eppinger, a young minister of the gospel, has a prayer line, starts at 9 p.m., 7 days a week. So if you are standing in the need of prayer, or if you want to stand in the gap for someone, or if you just want to be prayed for yourself, this is the number you need to dial for Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line. It's area code 602-610-2081. Once again, it's prayer line number is area code 602-610-2081. And the access code for the prayer line is 913-927. Once again, the access code for the prayer line is 913-927. We all, at one time or another, stand in the need of prayer. And the Word of God said, the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we are to stand in the gap for those that need prayer and don't know how to get a prayer through. So that's what we are to do. We are to pray one ye for another. My other announcement is on tonight, I am so grateful for what God is doing in one of my niece's life. Her name is Kayla Brown. She has obtained her realtor's license in the state of Michigan. She is now a part of the Century 21 Realtors family. So if you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. She can be reached at, her cell phone number is area code 313-992-5562. Her office number is area code 734-464-6400. Her email address is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla Brown, dot C as in Charlie, 21 at gmail.com. So once again, if you are in the Michigan area and you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. I am also excited what God is doing in my younger sister's life, Donetta Burney. Her children's store and her website is now up and running. She has been blessed to write another children's book, and the latest children's book is titled Littlest Guard, The Littlest Guard at the Gate, and also her other children's book is titled The Best of Joy. They're both now available at Amazon.com. But her children's store and website, her books for The Littlest Guard at the Gate. He has a coloring book. He has a puzzle, a variety of T-shirts, a little pillow that the children love to carry around when they go on little trips in the cars, and some of them even like to sleep with a little pillow with the little Josh the Guard picture on it. And so we're getting reports that the children love the T-shirts and they love the little pillow. They love the books and the coloring book and the puzzles. And so he even has a little theme song. So when you go to the website, which I'm going to give you right now, in all lowercase, www.joshtheguard.com. So if you have children, little ones, between the ages of 3 to 8 years old, if you are a parent, a grandparent, or uncle or niece, an uncle or aunt, or if you are a teacher and you have little ones in your life and you want to be a blessing to them, go to Donetta Bunny's website, her little store, children's store. Again, that website is www.joshtheguard.com, and be a blessing to the little ones in your life. And finally, my final announcement for tonight is on April the 15th, God has blessed our youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, a retired police officer, a retired Detroit police officer. God has blessed him to also write a book. His book is titled, Don't Skip the Process, Making Life's Challenges Work for You. He will be my special guest on Thursday, April the 15th. So I am so excited to be able to bring him on so he can share with the robot listeners what God has blessed him to write in this book. Again, his book is titled, Don't Skip the Process, Making Life's Challenges Work for You. It is now also available at Amazon.com. So while we're waiting on Pastor Norman King to come dial in, he called me a few minutes ago. He was on his way home from work. He should be arriving on the air very soon. But we're going to go to our music break. Then we're going to come back, and hopefully and prayerfully he's on the line. But if not, we're just going to keep moving forward until he dials in. But in the meantime, I want you to enjoy this music break. Cover Me, Lord. We're having a little difficult technology difficulties right now. I don't want to come on, but that's all right. That's all right. We're going to move forward because I see Pastor Norman King has dialed in. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. Once again, he is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And before I bring him on, we want to continue to lift up prayers for those people that are in the Alabama area, the Tennessee area, Georgia area, Mississippi area, because of all the different tornadoes and hurricanes that's going on down there in that area. We are expecting some more even on tonight, they said. And some people have lost their lives. A lot of homes have been destroyed. But we know that God is still in total control. So we want to continue to lift up all those who are in those areas. Continue to lift them up in prayer. And if you can, call your family members that live in those areas to check on them to make sure that they're okay. So we want to continue to pray for them. So right now, I'm excited to bring forth, once again, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful, so humbly grateful to have this opportunity to share God's word, the Holy Spirit leading, of course, for the days are busy, but it doesn't matter how busy your day is, you must always just wait before you exhale in the name of Jesus. So I'm grateful. I'm saying this because, you know, I think we do our best. Let me just speak for me. When I'm on the edge, on the edge, I do my best because that lets me know the more humble I got to be to allow the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me. I'm so grateful for to be here tonight. And again, like always, like to lift up my cousin James for doing such a wonderful job in the name of Jesus. He's so passionate about what he do. And he's always been that way and since we were growing up. You know, it's always been different. You know, when we learn the scriptures, later on, where it says that we are a peculiar people of a royal priesthood in the holy nation. You know, so I want to just say, God bless you, my brother, my cousin, and continue to do the good work in the name of the Lord. In fact, come to you tonight and we just pray. Lord, we thank you, God, Almighty God, for your presence. I know the prayers have been prayed, and I just want to continue with the Spirit of God giving me to just lift up Jesus, and at all costs, lift up Jesus. Amen. We got to stay focused on Jesus. Doesn't matter how it look, how it seem, or what's said, we got to continue to stay focused on Jesus. I want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. But thank you for the Holy Spirit that rest, rule, and abide, and lead and guide us, and do all those things, rebuke us, reprove us, all those things that the Holy Spirit function out is to do for us. We know we can't do nothing without you, for you told us in John 15:5, without me you can't do nothing. So I just want to stay humble tonight and say thank you. I thank you, God, for being my God, my Redeemer, my lover, amen. And I just thank you for all things. And this platform tonight, as I pray that if someone on the other end that's going to hear you and not me and be blessed by your presence. And you say in your word, where two or three is gathered together in thy name, touch anywhere you hear in the midst. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. And we ask you to bless the name in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'll continue part two of this lesson because there's so much volume in this, and I just want to make sure I take my time. Amen. Not to rush, and then what comes forth is what God by his design where he wanted to come forth. Amen. As we reference two scriptures, and we reference John 15:5 and Philippians 4:13. I'm going to read those again because those are the base scriptures that the word is coming from. And John 15:5, it says, I am, this is Jesus talking, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same, bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. That's the main thing. For without me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. And Philippians 4:13, for me, scripture as well, and it says, Paul speaking here, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And Paul, when he said that, he was going through a lot. In other words, there are a lot of people say they for you. Well, a lot of, I'm not saying all, but a lot say they for you, but they're against you. So Paul basically let them look at you, do what you want to do. It don't matter, because I can do all things through Christ. And sometimes we got to be reminded of that. And sometimes, you got to learn how to encourage yourself and remind yourself, because sometimes you can be downtrodden going through this and going through that, and you could just begin to second guess yourself, even though you're saying on the outside that you're not, but on the inside, you're so torn. Amen. But Paul wants to know, look here, do what you want. I ain't worried about nothing, because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Yes,
amen. And this message tonight, I'll reiterate to bring myself up to where I'm going to come from tonight, but I got to reiterate by going back and bring you the topic tonight is, which type of branch are you? We're going to talk about different types of branch. You got to know, and I learned this through life, whether you're fruitful or you're not. And then again, to reiterate from what I said last week, this is not, or should I say Thursday, this is not a word of judgment, but of self-inventory. I wanted to bring forth God's word in a way tonight. See, the word of God judges itself. Come on, somebody. Amen. What I'm here to do is just to preach the gospel, teach the gospel, and then let you, amen, with the Holy Spirit, amen, reveal to you maybe some things that you're not constantly aware of, but some things you are constantly aware of. Amen. So in this message tonight, it's going to talk about branches. Amen. And branch, meaning one, that's you, that's me. We are a branch. Jesus is the vine. His Father, Almighty God, he's the vine dresser. One translation said husbandman. Another one said he's the vine dresser. Amen. Amplified says, John 15:5 says it this way, I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever lives in me, this is a big question, y'all, whoever lives in me, and I in him bears what? Much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. And any of you out there who have backslidden, sometime in your walk, you can relate to this right here. Amen. You can relate when God was using you in such a way, amen, a joyful way, a magnificent way, or a however you want to, listen, whatever word suits you, you know what I'm saying, because it's personal. And when you stepped outside that you was empty. I mean, one time years ago, when I used to be a deacon, and I was the youngest one on the deacon board. And then them old deacons would get me down there to pray. It's that young man can it's the old folks, they lay down a prayer, huh? Is that man, that young man can lay down a prayer. And that day they called me. I was hoping they didn't call me, y'all. I had some stuff that was jacked up I was doing. Come on. And if you ever, listen, when when the Holy Spirit is with you and when he's not, amen.
Yes, Lord.
And I sure did not, because see, I was doing some foul stuff. Come on. I'm just be real with you. I was doing some foul stuff, and I was, look here, you get that Holy Spirit be convicting you, boy. I was like, oh, the old deacons and the pastor always talking about me being the young one, and lay down a prayer. I sure hope they don't call me today, and guess what? They called me to pray. Well, I got up there and got down on my knees, and the Lord showed me, y'all, this verse right here, without me, you can't do nothing. I got there and got ready to pray, and he took away my mind, y'all. I was sitting there, and the whole church was waiting for me to say something. I started mumbling. Come on, huh? I started mumbling. And it didn't take me no time, Brother James, to get the amen. I amen that one.
Yeah.
I amen that one. And let me tell you what happened after this. See, I'm testifying because this ties in with this message, y'all.
That's right.
That one deacon, I thought I was getting away, y'all. I really leave that church that day. That one deacon called me out. Young man, what's wrong with you? You used to lay down a prayer. You up here whispering. See, what I'm saying, y'all, is that you live through this faith walk. You got some hills and some valley and all kind of stuff that you're confronted with, amen. And that's why I learned this a long time ago, and it's a continued thing to be able to continue to do daily. I told a guy the other day, if at least have one person that you can confide in, amen, at least one person, because every day is not going to be sunshine. Amen.
That's
some
right.
days you're going to drag through. You know, that's why if you got that one person, come on now. Now, we know we got God. We know that. I'm not saying God put people on this earth. Paul said, what's that? Well, Hebrews 10:25 says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. Like
mm-hmm.
so. Because God knew that we need to be assembled. And I thank God for my cousin James. You know, where he got a brother, Curtis going on now, but me and Curtis are the same age, but James got 2 years older than me, but me and him have, kindred spirits. We've always
yes,
connected,
sir.
Amen? But as I look at this word tonight, amen, it's we're talking about branch. You know, you got to, and I'm going to talk more about fruitful branch than unfruitful, because I talked a little bit about unfruitful last time, but I want to make sure that this time it be allotted to me, that I'd be able to, I will touch these areas, amen, to talk about being fruitful. Is that all right, church? Amen. So, you know, and we got to put our mind on Jesus' experiences, because when this during this time that Jesus, he warned the disciples to grab a hold in this understanding of the functionality of the vine dresser, and the branch. Amen. Because we need to be aware. Amen. In the midst of all this, Jesus was set to be crucified. You know, I said last Thursday that we got issues that we think is so bad, and I'm not saying these are the things we experience are not trying, because they are. The Bible talks about that. But this is just like this message is dealing with our Lord and Savior. He was facing the most terrible scene in all human history. He was about to be murdered at the hands of men, yet he still knew how important it was to obey his Father, which are in heaven. By other words, talking to his disciples and telling them about their function out as a branch. Amen? And he come to save. Amen? But yet he's getting ready to die. Amen? He was facing a collapse. I told you last Thursday, he was facing the collapse of his own inner circle. It's like you got a house and you've been pouring out and doing all these things, taking care of your home, amen, and your home in disarray. It's not because of something you did or did not do. It's just the Bible says the devil is seeking whom he may devour. And if we give him, like the song say, don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he won't drive. Amen? So in the midst of all this, Jesus, he was facing a collapse in his inner circle. We know the story about Judas. Judas betrayed him. We know about Peter. He denied him. In the midst of all of that happening to him, amen, he didn't deserve it, but it's because he loved us. Our Father God loved us so much. He sent Jesus down to be the example to you and me. In case we come across something in our life, we can always look to the hill with coming our help, knowing that all our help comes from the Lord. So Jesus is the true vine. Amen. There are vines out there, but Jesus is the true vine. I was talking to a brother today and dealing with this message. I said, look at that tree over there. That tree got a vine. Come on, somebody. And you got someone who's supposed to keep it dressed up. That's God, y'all. Come on there, huh? But look at them branches. They some going that way, some going this way, some going that way, and some fading away. Amen? So the ones that fade away, the Bible says the Father will take an unfruitful branch away. When you go out to your flower bin, amen, your bushes or whatever you got to go in there and pick away the bad, right? Come on now. And you want to keep the ones fruitful there because it can bring forth more, amen? Amen. So anyway, as we look at this message tonight, understand Jesus is the vine and God is the vine dresser. He's the one to cultivate. He's the gardener, but we are the branches. Amen. I told you last Thursday that Jesus is the true vine, and he is.
Yes,
he's the only one that's genuine. There's some come in shapes, forms, and all kind of fashion. Amen. But Jesus is the true vine. So don't put your stock in man. Come on, y'all. Put your stock in Jesus. Amen. He is the true vine. Amen. He is the true vine, and God knows how to dress it. Come on, y'all. Amen. He is the only one who carefully planted the vine, talking about Jesus. God did not make no mistakes, y'all. Come on, let's don't get it twisted there. And he is the one who pruned and purged. It's like you go out there in your tree, in your garden, and you got some stuff that's kind of don't look right, and you say, I got to go and prune this. I got to take this out, amen, to make room, make some fresh. Sometimes you change the soil in your pot or you get some stuff to enhance it. The same way we got to care for the word of God. Come on, somebody. You got to let God be first in your life. Amen. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All those things shall be added unto you. Amen. Men, women, we are the branches. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this last week. And I'm going to reiterate this tonight. Amen. Men are branches. And they are judged on the basis of how they relate to the true vine. Yes. You can say all day long, James says, faith without work is what? Dead. Right? You can say you got faith, but where's your work set to go along with your faith? Amen? You got to have faith, but you got to have work. Don't sit and become stagnant. We're in a season now. I'm going to say season, but that word may not be the proper word, but y'all know what I'm saying. With this pandemic, there is a lot of people of God who have become stagnant, amen, who have come complacent because of what's happening in this world, amen. It does not give us no excuse not to serve God. All right now, I may get in trouble. Mm-hmm. That's all right, too. But all I'm saying is that God sits high. He looks low. He knows everything. And I learned this as well, that we know what we are doing and we know what we are not doing. We know what our motives are. All right now. So on the basis, we are all judged on the basis of how we relate to the true vine. Amen. I told you Thursday that there are either unfruitful or fruitful branches. Amen. There are either unattached or attached. And you inventory yourself. You know whether you're connected or not. You know whether or not you are being fruitful or not. Amen. I told you, this word is not a word of judgment. It's a word of self-critiquement, self-inventory. Do a self-inventory. Evaluate yourself. Amen. When I worked this one job, we had appraisals. And at the time, I was a shop manager. I'm a diesel mechanic by trade. And we gave appraisals and different levels, you know, whether shop manager, I give the lead guys their appraisal, the lead guys give the mechanics their appraisal. But each individual had to do a self-appraisal. And at first, when it was something new, people looked like, get apprehensive, right? Say, wait a minute. Well, shouldn't you know where you stand by what you're doing? Come on, somebody. And that's the same thing about God's word. You know whether or not you are sincere and that you're serious about your walk with God or not. So this word is just to cause you to come, to be conscious aware of where you are. Amen? Because it's like heaven. It shouldn't be a doubt whether we don't know where we're going. You should know if you're going to heaven or not, because the word of God says so. A, this, B, this, C, this. This is how you know, amen. Before I come into a teaching ministry that taught me that, I wasn't sure, because I wasn't taught that way. But Paul told Timothy to study to show thyself approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed, because he's able to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. So we got to make sure we study God's word, because we give God something to work with. The Holy Spirit. Give the Holy Spirit something to work with. Amen. Quit saying what you can't do. And this is the way it's always been. Amen. It's about relationship. Amen. you are not going to be judged on the basis of how we relate to the true vine. Amen? Now, remember it said in verse 2, John 15, 2, it says that unfruitful branches are going to be taken away. Amen? They differ from the unattached branches. I'm coming from John 15, 2 and John 15, 4 through 6. Amen? Jesus said that they are in me, but they have a problem. They bear no fruit. See, that's according to verses, what's that, John 15, 2. Let me read it because I want to make sure I cover this word. Amen? I like to speak the scripture that way I can back up what I'm saying. I don't want it to be like I'm saying something that's not what they said the Lord. Amen? So John 15, 2, John 15, 2, I'm going to read it in God's Word translation. It says, he removes every one of my branches. Jesus talking, we're talking about God. Jesus talking, but he's talking about God. He removes every one of my branches that doesn't produce fruit. Okay? That's what God does. Amen? Let's don't get it twisted. God will remove every branch that does not produce fruit. And then it also says, he also prunes every branch that does produce fruit to make it produce what? More fruit. It's like going out there picking through your garden, picking through your collard green patch or going through your flower thing. You want to get the old fruit, amen, out. You need to take it away so way you can have a more prosperous plant or whatever it is. I keep on saying plant, but whatever it is that you may be growing, amen, that you see it's getting all twisted and tangled up, amen. Now, the unfruitful branches did become attached to Christ. Reiterating, the unfruitful branch did become attached to Christ. They did have some organic relationship to him. There was a time, and you know in your life, in my life, a time when you might have been on fire. Boy, I'm telling you, you want to tell everybody about Jesus. You toss and turn. You didn't even want to go to bed. Kind of like when you're young, come Christmas morning, you didn't want to, well, Christmas night, Christmas Eve, you don't want to go to sleep. So you just couldn't wait to, you know, all what you're supposed to got that Christmas morning. Amen. The same way with God's word. When you first got saved, you want to tell the whole world. You're so happy, so excited, so on fire. But see, Paul put it this way. We were very zealous, but we lack knowledge. So don't let your zeal, don't be so zealous and want to do all the things, but not got knowledge up. Amen? Because if you get not got knowledge up, then you're going to fall. Amen? Because you get tossed to and fro. Amen? So I'm talking tonight about when we were at one point beginning to bud and sprout, and we even grew into branches, but then something happened. Amen? Something happened to pull you away. I'm here tonight to cause a stir in your spirit, saying get back where you once were, but don't try to do it your own way. The way you started back then, go back the same way. Just turn it over to the Lord. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, cast all your cares on him, for he what cares for you. Amen? Moving right along. Okay? I told you that God takes away unfruitful branches. Be mindful of that. Remember, God can't lie. So if the Bible says it, he will do it. Done it. Come on, somebody. Huh? So this is a severe warning. So make sure, my brother and my sister, make sure that your profession is genuine enough to bear fruit. All of us should be bearing fruit. Amen? The scripture says these two things about judgment or of unfruitful branches. The unfruitful branches that sin are taken away and removed from the vine and destroyed by fire. Jesus is serious. God is serious about this. Amen? So this is your opportunity tonight as you inventory yourself, amen, to ask if you fit that category or you're not doing what you're supposed to do, then this evaluation you're doing yourself, just humble down before God and ask him to help you. Amen? I'm going to reiterate again. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, cast all your cares on him, for he what cares for you. Amen? See, this point must be headed, for scripture gives severe warning to the believer. That is, to the branches in the vine. The branches must make sure, here we go again, y'all, the branches must make sure they are bearing fruit. So, as you evaluate inventory yourself, make sure you're bearing fruit. Otherwise, it's not hard. Just turn over to the Lord. Amen. Sincerely, just turn it over to the Lord. If you're getting wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up, just sincerely, see, if you delight yourself in him, the Bible says he shall give you the desires of your heart. So if you got a heavy load, amen, 1 Peter 5:7 says cast it on him. Amen. Okay, if you got an issue, or not, I want to use the word issue. If you are having a hard time dealing with certain things, there's somebody that God has assigned you to. Amen. And just if you sincerely ask the Lord, he will send that person across your path. Oh, folks, he said this way, he got a ram in the bush. Amen.
Yes,
he got a ram in the bush. Always. Amen. You got to know God for yourself. Come on, Jay. That's how the old folks say it that way. I know God for myself. Huh?
It's personal.
I'm talking
now
of Abraham. I'm talking now about fruitful branches. Fruitful branches are pruned. Remember casserole days, y'all? Some of y'all remember casserole days. Boy, that stuff was nasty. But that stuff would clean you out, huh?
Yep,
you know,
yep.
Isn't somehow stuff that didn't that was not tasteful was good for you? It would clean you out. The same way with your spirit, y'all. Come on. Fruitful branches are pruned. What I'm talking about? All bad spots? All useless buds? Misdirected shots and discolored leaves are what prune off. You go out there in your garden, you go out there in your, you know, your bush, amen, and whatever it is that you're tending, amen, that you're trying to get right. You know, if you don't take care of that, what's going to happen? It's going to bud up and it's going to be all kind of ugly and everything. Are you hearing me, church? I'm saying that tonight, that fruitful branches are pruned. Believers, you a believer, I'm a believer. Believers have areas and things that must be cleaned away and cleared up. Amen. We all got something. Let's tell the truth of Sam the devil, y'all. We all got something that we need to clean up. We all
Amen.
Got some areas that need to be cleaned away. Amen. It could
sure,
be a
right.
thought. Come on, church. Come on. It could be a thought you just thought. Huh? A thought
Make
that you
right.
know wasn't godly. Huh? It could be your
Make
attitude.
Right.
Come on, huh? Amen. It could be your behavior. Yes, huh? Amen. It could be your service where, you know, this pandemic, you know, we could stay inside and turn that TV on and watch our church on TV. Okay, no, there's nothing wrong with that. But what else are you doing other than that? That's what I'm saying. Here we go, y'all. Not judging, but self-inventory. Doing a self-evaluation. Because remember, God knows everything. Come on, church. God knows everything. Everything, nothing gets past God, amen? The purpose
amen.
Of pruning is to prepare the branch to bear more fruit. Come on, God's trying to say, I need you to get some stuff out. Those things, those bad thoughts, amen, and you toss and turn and can't see, it's stuff that's holding you back, amen? You ain't casting it on the Lord, amen? The word says it's cast your cares on him because he cares for you, so why are you trying to handle it in your own way, amen? So pruning is to prepare the branch to bear more fruit. Amen. The purpose is not to punish. It's not to hurt or damage the branch. Come on, church. Amen. The fruit of believer is to bear. Amen. All believers are not 100% fruit bearers. Come on, church. All right now. I'm going to say again. There are different stages of fruit bearing. Amen. All believers are not 100% fruit bearers. Some bear 60%, others only 30%. There are degrees. I'm going to say again, there are degrees of fruit bearing. Of
That's
commitment.
Right.
All right, now, of commitment and dedication to Christ. How dedicated are you to Christ? How committed are you? Amen. Remember now, you evaluate yourself. And you're mindful that God knows everything. He knows what you're doing. Know what you ain't doing. He know how you're thinking. All right. You know the attitudes you got. Amen. You get outside the door, you all cleaned up. But on the behind the door, your kids know the real deal. Come on, somebody. Amen. Is it all right, church?
You
know how the fruitful branches are pruned. There are three ways. Branches are cleansed. All right, here we go, y'all. Here we go. Branches are cleansed by the words which Jesus had given to men by the word of the Lord himself. When I read that right there, it just excites me. You hear me, y'all? Branches, that's us, are cleansed by the words which Jesus, our Lord and Savior, had given to men by the word of the Lord himself. Amen? The word of God I'm talking, y'all. The word of God refines men by purging away what? All of the contamination, pollution, and dirt that clings to them. Amen? That's why we got to be clean, y'all. I have to clean out, amen. You got some stuff that's hanging around, and sometimes it's them so-called friends. Come on, y'all. I'm just trying to say something. You know, it become a hindrance to you, amen.
Yes,
when a man comes to the Word of God sincerely, I use the word sincerely now. I'm gonna back up. I know I talk fast, and sometimes I got to slow myself down, amen. When a man comes to the Word of God sincerely, the word of God shows what he is doing and
mm-hmm.
what he is not doing.
That's
where
right.
he fails, where he fails, and how he fails.
Here
we go again, y'all. The sins of commission and the sins of omission. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen? John 17:19 says, and for their sake I sanctify myself. Come on, Jesus. That they also might be sanctified through the truth. Ain't it something? And Jesus is the truth. Come on, y'all. Amen?
Yes, he is.
Is that right, church? Psalms 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Still talking about branches, y'all. Branches are cleansed by the mirror of the word of God. Hallelujah. I was telling God just earlier, I said, man, we got to make deposit in our spirit every day. So you got to scratch your head and try to figure out what you're going to say, because it's the functionality of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will draw out what's necessary according to God's design, according to God's time. Amen? When a man looks into the Word of God, he reflects both himself in his shortcomings and Christ in his perfection. Are you hearing me, church? I'm talking about self-evaluation, critiquing. Amen? I'm going to read that again. When a man looks into the Word of God, remember in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, the Word was God. And 14 says, the Word become flesh. I'm still talking about the Word. When a man looks into the Word of God, he reflects, this vibration, y'all, he reflects both himself in his shortcomings and in Christ's perfection. Amen? The Word of God forces man to measure himself against Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What would Jesus do? Well, first of all, if you want to know, get to the Word. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you get to the Word of God sincerely, here we go. Another function out of the Holy Spirit is to lead you and guide you. Do all over. The Holy Spirit will lead you in a way to enhance your understanding. Amen.
That's right.
James 1:23-24. It says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholded himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Amen? So branches, I'm still talking about branches, y'all. Branches are cleansed by what? Abiding in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
By abiding in Jesus. Look what Jesus said. Jesus said, abide. Just John 15:4. abide in me and what? I in you. Hallelujah. See, this thing is so personal. Amen. We got to take this in, church. Amen. Because if you don't relate to what I'm saying, then you got to ask the Lord to help you. But when you ask him, be sincere. Amen. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. So the believer, that's us. The believer is thereby cleansed by his position, or by being in Christ. That's John 13:6-11. Read it. Take some notes. I hope you're taking notes. John, the 13th chapter, verses 6-11. Amen. It can mean a command. See to it that you abide in me and I in you. That's what Jesus said. See, last time we, okay, thank the Holy Ghost. Jesus is commanding us, y'all. You abide in me and I in you. Amen. The believer is cleansed by continuing in Christ and remaining what? Faithful. Amen. Faithful. There are unattached branches. I've been talking about fruitful and unfruitful. Now I'm going to talk briefly about being attached or being unattached. There are unattached branches. Jesus said four things. The unattached branch is out and off by itself. It is not abiding in the vine and not attached. It's like you're looking at that little limb, and that limb is not even attached. It's broken, okay? To say that the branch must be attached and abide in the vine may sound redundant at first, but the truth is pointed. The truth is this, y'all. There is no life and no fruit in life apart from Jesus. Amen? That's a disconnect. Amen? Just as a branch is suspended out in the midair or laying on the ground without any attachment, the vine is lifeless and meaningless. So a man, are you hearing me, church? We got to stay connected to the true vine. Amen? Yes, the unattached branch cannot bear fruit. We know that, y'all. That branch is not connected to the vine. It's not going to live. It's going to die. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. It cannot bear any good. Amen? Or righteousness that is acceptable to God. See, we want to be acceptable to God. Amen?
Yes, the unattached
branch does not understand the nature of bearing fruit in life. Amen? The fact that he can do nothing, cannot live and produce life apart from Christ, no one bears the fruit apart from Jesus. Amen? And that's why I'm about to close out now. But without Jesus, we can't do what? Nothing. And for you who have been on this journey for a little while, and you know times you even crossed your T's, went down your I's, and you stepped out, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying right now. Because you know how God was so present in your life, and you was on fire and doing all those things, and amen. But yet when you stepped out, you saw that void, that emptiness, amen. In other words, the unattached branch is doomed. Amen? The unattached branch is doomed. He is cast forth to wither and be gathered and cast into fire and burn. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Wither. I'm talking about dried up, wrinkled. Huh? We don't want to be like that. Amen? So this is your chance to get right tonight. Amen? Get your life back together. Amen. Romans 11:29 says the gifts and calls of God are irrevocable. Amen. See what God is saying? I know you stepped out, but the call that is designed and ordained by me still stands over your life. Amen. So get right. Get right. Get right. This is your chance to make right, make peace with God. Amen. Now I'm going to just end because I see our time is approaching. Amen. But I got to say this right here in closing. The attached branch, I was talking about unattached, the attached branch received nourishment. That is answered prayer. Good God, amen? Answered prayer. The branch is attached to the vine.
It abides in the vine, dwells and lives, and never face a moment when it is not attached to the vine. Amen? So it is with the believer. The believer is attached to Christ. You and me, yes, he abides. We abide, dwell, live, and walk in the very presence of Christ and never face a moment when he is not attached and walking in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm going to end with that because I see we got 5 more minutes. Amen. I'm going to end with that. But anyway, thank God for all of you. And I pray that something's been said tonight that's been a blessing to you. Amen. And I know that God's on the throne. And I know that God's word, what it said, it never returned void. It always accomplished. Always accomplished what it come out to do. But Cousin James, you got 5 minutes, so I'm going to just turn over you to close out and have the Lord lead you. Amen. God bless you, everyone.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Norman King. I'm listening to what you're saying regarding the message title, What Type of Branch Are You? So as I did my scripture food for thought, I don't know if you heard it or not, I gave tonight scripture food for thought, which is the title of this show. The title of this worldwide ministry platform, which is also the title of the book. So it kind of ties in together. What type of branch are you? So in other words, you broke it down, and it's really letting us know, or ask the question to ourselves, are we a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? So it kind of ties in together. So God's word, and not man's opinion, not your feelings, but we have to examine ourselves, just like you said, through the word of God. Because Jesus Christ, he is our perfect example. So I love what he says, that we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he do care for us. And he did tell us in his word, and not only Jesus told us, but the disciples told us too, that in this life, no matter what you're going through, no matter how long you've been saved, in this life you're going to have trials, you're going to have tribulations. So that's why it's important that we have a strong prayer life. And as I always say, it's personal. God wants a personal relationship with you. If you are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, if you have heard this word on tonight, you can be saved on tonight. Just confess your sins to Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's Son, that he died for you. He paid your sin debt. He paid my sin debt. He paid our sin debt, mankind's sin debt. Jesus paid it on the cross with his blood and through his broken and wounded body. Jesus sacrificed his own life that we could be saved, that we can have a right to the tree of life. So if you heard the word and you don't accept Jesus Christ and you miss heaven and your soul end up in hell and nobody's fault but yours, so you can't say you never heard the word, but you definitely heard the word on tonight. What type of branch are you? So if you're not in the vine, if you're not in Christ Jesus, you can become a part of the body of Jesus Christ even on tonight. Accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. He wants to be your Lord and your Savior. So we're going to get ready to close out tonight. I know that this word has gone forth with power on tonight. And just like Pastor Norman King said, and the word of God said, his word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do, that he alone get the glory. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your sufficient grace toward us. We don't deserve it. We thank you for our risen Lord and Savior, our soon coming King, your Son, Jesus Christ, that he paid our sin debt on the cross, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. So he paid our price through death on the cross, through the shedding of his blood, that we could be saved, we could be redeemed and restored back to you and in right standing and right fellowship with you. So now we come giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. You don't forget. You don't get amnesia like man. You are a promise keeper. You keep your word. So we just bless your name on tonight for who you are. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And now, Lord, we pray that on tomorrow, all over the land, as your word goes forth to your men and women of God, that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, whether they are back actually into the church building, or whether it's over the worldwide social media platform or networks, however your word is going forth through your vessels, use them, Lord, that souls will be saved on tomorrow, that backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow, that you alone will get the glory, is our prayer. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in, and even to those that are new listeners on tonight, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, as I always say, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.